No, I said I couldn't see you tonight. I lied. Why? Because I'm a coward. But I can't do this anymore. I needed to talk to you now before I lose what little courage I have. I think we should break up. No, it's not that. I do care for you. I think I love you. God, no. I'm not. I'd never cheat on you. Please don't think that. It's just, I can't really go into it, okay? Because I'd rather break up with you on good terms than get dumped when you find out what I'm really like. I'm disgusting, okay? Is that what you wanted to hear? It really isn't you at all. It's me. Can't you just accept it? This is hard enough as it is. There's really no benefit in you knowing. Do you really want to know? Fine, I'll tell you, then you can kick me out. At least it'll be a clean break. I know that I shouldn't be asking you for anything, but would you mind making me something to drink? Thank you. Scotch, please. A lot of it. Yeah, we can sit on your couch. Just, let me finish, okay? I know what usually happens when I start out sitting here. And as lovely as it is, I need to get through this so you can get on with your life. Okay, I was raised pretty severely, you know that. I was supposed to be God's little virgin till I met the right man who would basically buy me from my dad, then take me to his house, and I'd make a million babies with him and never have to think for myself again. Luckily, as my mum would say, I fell in with the wrong crowd. Drank, I listened to music, I even smoked a bit once. Yeah, I know my hair was dyed when you first met me. I guess I was still a bit wild then. I wasn't a virgin, you know, you weren't my first. Oh, you knew. How? The blowjobs are too good. Okay. Oh, God. And it doesn't bother you that I lied? Well, okay, I didn't lie. What I mean is that I never told you that I wasn't a virgin. I let you believe that I was, you know, pure. God, sound like my mother. You say that, but everyone knows it matters. No, this isn't why I'm breaking up with you. I'm just, you know, showing how you can't trust me. Oh my God, fine. I believe you. You're just the first guy I've dated who didn't care that I had sex before them. Well, yeah, I guess I did have kind of shitty boyfriends before you. But that's the problem, isn't it? You're not shitty, you deserve better. Okay, fine, I'm getting to it, okay? I'm not trying to draw this out, believe me, I just want you to understand so that you know you're not losing anything. So, you know, sometimes how we fool around. Fine, I'll use the word. sometimes when we fuck, I get kind of closed down. Yeah, most of the time it goes like this. We sit on the couch and you look at me like you are now. And you lean in. And I just sort of melt into your lips. Oh, fuck. Yes. Take off my shirt. No, stop, stop. I don't want this. I mean, I do, but... Oh, God damn it. Why are you making this so hard? Okay, I guess this conversation isn't the only thing that's hard. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to work you up. I'm really fucking this up. I don't know what to do, and it's killing me, okay? I thought breaking up would be the easiest way, but I don't want to. I want to be with you. Like this. Alright, you've always been such a good listener. I'll just explain this to you and then maybe we can talk about it. If you want to dump me though, I won't be angry, okay? Alright, so when we get into it and you've got my clothes off and you're going down on me or fingering me or whatever, most of the time things go well, right? Yeah, we fuck and I come more than once and you come and me and I love it and it's great, but sometimes I just can't and I don't get wet and I shut down and it's just awful, especially for you. You never make me feel bad. You hold me and kiss me and it's... And the next day we pretend like everything's fine, but it isn't. For one thing, I can tell that you're frustrated. You don't act mean or anything, but it takes you a long time to relax. And I don't take care of you like I should. I'm just afraid that if I start again, I might ask you to do things. And I know you sometimes blame yourself. You ask me sometimes if you did something wrong, but you never do. And I tell you that, but you know I'm lying or not telling you something. Well, you never did anything wrong, okay? I just wasn't telling you what kind of freak that I am. Please, I may not be religious anymore, but I know the difference between healthy and wrong, and I'm wrong, okay? And I can't get better. My therapist tells me that I might never change, and yeah, I've been seeing a therapist for this. I wanted to get over it, but they're not helping. They listen to me, sure, and they're very supportive, but they won't do anything to help me, you know, help me change. They keep saying that it's normal, as if anybody would think that this is normal. I'm sorry, I know that I'm not making sense. Those times when I shut down, I'm still really aroused and I still really want you. I just need you to fuck. Let me just... Fine. I need you to be rough with me, okay? You're gonna make me say it. I want you to put your hand in my hair and grip it. I want you to spank me when I'm a little bratty and push me to my knees when you want me to blow you. I I want you to push me on my back and pin my arms when you fuck me, like you're forcing me. I don't just want it, sometimes I need it. I think about it all the time too. Sometimes when I'm at work, you text me and say something sweet and loving, and I wonder what it'd be like if you forced me right there at my desk. What do I mean? Like you come up behind me and you pull my chair out and pull me out of it harshly, and then you feel me up really roughly, and I love it. Like I'm your property. I ask you what you're doing, but you just chuckle, and it's so sinister, but it just turns me on more. You spin me around and push me back. Then you've unbuttoned my blouse when I wasn't paying attention, and I feel so exposed. Then you just get on your knees and lick me right through my jeans, you know, and bite my thigh and kiss me and sort of eat me out, but I'm still dressed and it's so hot for some reason, like you can't even wait, but I also can't feel your lips and tongue like I want to. I ask you to take my jeans off. I beg you, but you won't. And I start to unbutton them, but you grab my wrists and then pin them with just one hand. You're so much stronger and bigger than I am. I love it, and I tell you that I love it, and you look at me with heat, and you laugh at me. You laugh at how helpless I am, and I don't get angry, I just get desperate. I need your cock inside me. I need you to hurt me, choke me, and I can't help it. And that's usually when I would drag myself back to reality, sweating and wet, back in my office chair, wishing so badly for you. Don't you understand? You're a good man. You'd never beat or choke or hurt me. And it's awful for me to want such things. I know that. Don't lie to me just to make me feel better. I may not be as worldly as you, but I'm still... No, I mean, of course I trust you. I love you and I believe in you. I really don't want to break up with you. I just can't think of any other way. It isn't right that you should have to be with someone like me. Fine. I mean, you're right. You listen to me. So it's only fair that I listen to you. You don't really believe that. Because you can't. No one would think that what I want is natural. I mean, I was almost too embarrassed to even talk about it, much less do it. No, I know it's wrong. I know back when we started dating that I still had some hang-ups about sex. It made me feel dirty, even when I wanted it and knew you were the right guy. I felt bad about the other people, but you helped me see that it's all right to have more than one partner, and I love you for it. But this is different. How? Well, it's not natural, you know? It's sick. I'm sick. You can say that all you want, but I know it's just because you... That's not fair. It's just gonna make things harder when I... Having a little difficulty thinking right now, but we have to settle this. Now that you know the kind of thing I really need. So you're telling me that you'd be willing to do the things I want you to? Wouldn't it disgust you? I mean, yeah, I want you to. I don't want anyone else. I just never thought you'd be all right with it. You're so safe. I don't mean it as an insult. I mean that you're the first man that I've ever felt completely safe letting my guard down around like this. That's part of what I love about you. I trust you completely. So does that mean that we can, you know, tonight? Oh my god, are you gonna make me say it? It's so embarrassing. Well, okay. If you think it's hot, then I'll do it. I'll do anything for you. Will you fuck me, please? Will you be harsh with me? Will you pull my hair and maybe choke me a little? God, the way you said that just sends shivers down my spine. I love it when you get possessive with me in bed. I really, really want to be yours. I am yours. Oh, I guess we need a safe word. How about vodka? I don't like it, so I don't say it a lot. So, what do you want me to... You just grab my hair and... Fuck. I've never seen you like this. Yes. I'm getting down on my hands and knees. Oh, fuck. Are you going to fuck me right here on the hardwood floor? Yes, just push my skirt up and take what's yours. Tear my panties off if they're in your way. Oh, I've never been this wet before. Baby, please. Please fuck me. Fuck me and use me. Please, baby, I'm begging you. Oh, don't make me wait, you're so cruel. I'm I feel you. Oh, you're coming inside me. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, oh, I can't wait anymore. Oh, I love you. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh. Me off, you already had me. Oh, you're going to give me a bath? Yeah, that does sound really nice. Are you always going to take care of me like this after you use me so well? Wow, I feel pretty silly right now. I should have spoken to you earlier. I just couldn't imagine that you'd ever be willing to do this for me. Yeah, I think we'll work out after all.